The Brady Report.
Well, he's up and about. G'day, Andrew Brady.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Now, Boris Johnson is waiting on whether there's going to be a general election. How does all that work?
Oh, wow, what a day we've had here. So he came out having called a snap cabinet meeting, briefed all his cabinet colleagues about his plans, and then he came out and did a little speech outside number 10 with loads of people shouting and chanting abuse from the street outside. Obviously, they can't get into Downing Street. But the bottom line is, later today, the opposition will table legislation trying to stop a no-deal Brexit, trying to stop Britain leaving the European Union without a deal. Now, the indications are that about 20 Conservative MPs belonging to Boris Johnson's party will vote against the government. And that is in spite of him saying that you will be sacked, you won't be allowed to stand for the party again, you will not be a member of the Conservative Party. They're prepared to put national interest, as they see it, ahead of their careers. So if the opposition get this legislation through and stop a no-deal Brexit on October 31st, all the indications are Boris Johnson will come out and call a snap election for October 14th.
At least Boris has got a new pet in his life. He's bought a puppy.
Yes, he has. A rescue Jack Russell Terrier, would you believe, from Wales, from an animal rescue charity in Wales. He's about 12 weeks old, and he's called Dylan, spelt the Welsh way. And the Welsh charity brought the little puppy in today to Downing Street. And there's some great pictures of the cat. Larry the cat at number 10 does not look at all happy today, because that has been his stomping ground for a few years now. He's seen a few prime ministers come and go. He does not like the look of this Jack Russell Terrier stomping in on his territory. So let's see who wins this particular turf war.
Well, he's certainly different. There's no doubt about that. All right, mate, you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys. Good.